I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 20th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the City Council needs to be patient with Fox Rock Properties as they plan to redevelop the former Ross Parking Garage lot in Quincy Center. The City Council this week passed resolutions calling on Fox Rock to appear before them and explain their plans. The mayor says the pandemic caused delays in the project. He remains confident in their ability to develop that site. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to update the city's zoning regulations to protect residential neighborhoods from large developments. Koch's proposal would place restrictions on the size of new buildings on smaller parcels of land. The City Council is currently reviewing that proposal. Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill says the two owners of the land at the Quincy Shipyard want to create commercial development at that site. Cahill says Dan Quirk and Jay Cashman are not interested in residential development at the property and want to create an industrial use for that site. 56-year-old Charles McCarthy of Quincy is charged with slashing his neighbor's arm and kicking him down to the ground last night. Police say McCarthy attacked the victim outside 293 Fayette Street at about 7:30. The victim was treated at the scene. A knife was recovered. A motive for the attack is unclear. 56-year-old Raphael Cancel of Brockton and 54-year-old Frank Hugel of Quincy are charged with trafficking in cocaine in Quincy. Cancel was arrested last night after police say he rammed a police cruiser on the Neponset River Bridge. Hugel will also face drug charges in connection with that case. The American Red Cross will hold a blood drive today in honor of a Quincy High School graduate who's battling a rare blood disorder. Priscilla Bonica is being treated for HLH. The drive in her honor is being held today from 11 to 4 at the Quincy Yacht Club on C Street. Two more blood drives will be held in November and December. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 20th.